Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. In the last few minutes, there are reports coming in that the US and UK have begun launching airstrikes against Houthi rebel targets in Yemen. Earlier, the British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak held discussions with senior members of his government about potential strikes. A similar briefing took place in Washington. Sir William Patey is a former British ambassador to countries including Afghanistan and Iraq.
I don't think we have much choice. That a warning was given to the Houthis that if they continued to attack shipping, there would be a response. So I think the response will be quite limited. The Houthis have said, if you attack us, we will come back at you. There's a limit to what they can do. There aren't many British targets or American targets in Yemen.
The Houthi leader said the group would respond if attacked by the US. The United States has demanded that Iran immediately release an oil tanker that was seized by its navy off the coast of Oman. A State Department spokesman said the US was considering its response following the seizure, which it described as unlawful. Iranian state media said the move was in retaliation for the same ship being confiscated by the US last year. Then, under a different name, the vessel had been carrying nearly a million barrels of Iranian crude destined to be sold abroad in breach of US sanctions. Israel's prime minister has described accusations of genocide against his government as being based on hypocrisy and lies. Benjamin Netanyahu was speaking after South Africa began a case at the International Court of Justice alleging that Israel was attempting to destroy Gaza. He insisted that his country was in fact battling genocide by Hamas.
We fight terrorists and we fight lies. Today, we again saw an upside-down world. The State of Israel is accused of genocide while it is fighting genocide.
Israel will outline its defence at the court in The Hague on Friday. The US president's son, Hunter Biden, has pleaded not guilty to charges of tax evasion in a federal court in Los Angeles. He was indicted last month on 9 counts of evading almost $1.5 million in taxes. Emma Vardy is in court in Los Angeles.
Hunter Biden is accused of funding a lavish lifestyle, spending thousands of dollars on drugs, luxury hotels and adult entertainment, while owing at least $1.4 million in taxes. The 9 charges relate to a period of 3 years when he was addicted to alcohol and crack cocaine. He appeared for a short hearing today and pleaded not guilty. His legal team say he paid the penalties in full, as well as the taxes he owed, and that the charges are politically motivated. He's also facing a second criminal trial, accused of illegally obtaining a firearm while addicted to drugs.
BBC News. Donald Trump has made a brief statement during the final day of a civil fraud trial against him, despite previously being banned from addressing the court in New York. The former president insisted he'd done nothing wrong and said his financial records were perfect. New York's Attorney General Letitia James spoke to reporters outside court.
This case has never been about politics or personal vendetta. This trial has shown, and we have produced evidence about the scope, the scale, the depth, the breadth of the illegality, the fraud that impersonally enriched Donald Trump and his family.
Ecuador's state of emergency has continued for a fourth day, with at least 16 people killed in the wave of violence it has triggered. More than 22,000 members of the security forces have been deployed to restore order to Ecuador's towns and cities, which have increasingly come under control of criminal gangs. Around 180 prison officers have been taken hostage by inmates linked to the gang since President Daniel Noboa introduced the 60-day emergency powers on Monday. There is growing concern in Zambia about an outbreak of cholera, which has spread to 9 of the country's 10 provinces. More than 300 people have died in recent months, with 8,000 infections. The charity WaterAid says there is an urgent need to increase investment in tackling the root cause, access to clean water and proper sanitation. Archaeologists have found the remains of a huge ancient city in eastern Ecuador. They used excavations and ground-penetrating lasers to find the ruins, which they believe were built about 2,500 years ago. They say the discovery changes everything known about the history of people living in the Amazon. It was previously thought such large settlements were only in highland areas of South America.